the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. So it's 8:13 back in the UK. So I'm a little bit early for my Facebook Live today, just because I'm actually in about an hour and a half setting off to the airport, and it takes me about 2.5 hours to get to Alicante Airport, actually. And believe it or not, that's actually the easiest way for me to get back to the UK, back to Leeds. So I fly from Alicante directly into Leeds Bradford, which is about 10 minutes from my house, my other house in England. And people always go to me, you know, when you're, why don't you go from this airport? Like, there's a local airport, Castellón, that's half an hour away. Why don't you go from there? And it's like, because Castellón takes me to Stansted. Do you have any idea how long it takes to get from Stansted to Leeds? 5 hours. According to Google Maps, it's only 3.5. But we don't live in Google Maps, do we? We live in we live on the A1 motorway system and the M1 system and gridlock. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, no, it doesn't work. But why not go from Valencia to Leeds Bradford? Because we don't bloody fly from Valencia to Leeds Bradford, that's why. And then we go, well, why not fly from Valencia to Manchester? Because it takes the same amount of time. It takes an hour to get to Valencia and then an hour and a half from Manchester to Leeds. And I know that, you know, Google says like an hour. But again, we don't live on Google Maps. We live on the M62. It takes you an hour and a half. I've landed and I've got stuck at 12:30, midnight, on the motorway on the M62 with gridlock. Like, who's travelling at 12:30 at night to be a traffic jam due to being too many cars on the road? It's ridiculous. So, actually makes no difference. So, it's 2.5 hours from my villa here in Spain. We get to Alicante, and then we fly over on the Benidorm Express, I call it. So, the Benidorm Express is the same one that the Blue Rinse Brigade... Let me just pull my microphone closer. It's the same one that the Blue Rinse Brigade go on, which is basically all the expats over 65. Do you remember Blue Rinse, by the way, on Coronation Street? Was it Elsie Tanner who had Blue Rinse? Do you remember that? Gosh, what, Blue Rinse should make a comeback. I reckon that'd be a really cool thing to do. So anyway, so today's Facebook Live, not a massively long Facebook Live, but it's to talk about, what do you do during a downtime, like, to improve yourself? How do you keep going during downtime periods? So downtime periods are things like travelling, for example. So twice a month I make this journey. So it's 2.5 hours to Alicante, 2.5 hours back, and then in another 2 weeks I do it again. And I've basically done that for the last 3 years. The reason I do that is because I fly over to England, because I've got two kids who live there, 8 and 11, terrible breakup of a relationship, pretty horrific stuff. I'm not going to go into that. So, but I fly into the UK and I fly out, and I've done that for 3 years now, and I've actually travelled more than half of the distance to the moon. So I'm almost like 3/4 of the way to the moon, which is 240,000 miles. So when you add up all the miles, I think we're up to like 150,000 miles in the last 3 years. It's about 1,000 miles, basically. So each trip, you know, it's 4,000 miles a month. I actually make to go see my kids, but I think it's pretty awesome, by the way. And if you like that, I think you should click like, frankly, because let's face it, I mean, who else do you know that actually does that? I don't know anybody, and I think it's pretty awesome, and I wish people would like do more stuff for their kids. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's not what this is about. So downtime, what do you do? I've got 2.5 hours drive in on the motorway. And I'm just, if I'm looking off screen, I'm just looking to see if anyone's commented yet. And you've not commented, why not comment? At least click like, give me a like. Ask me a question. Whatever you want to ask, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? So so what do you do during these downtime moments? So travelling, for me, where is my iPod? I've got an old iPod Classic. It must be in my travel bag. But I've got an old iPod Classic, and it's one of those that's got like 128 gigabytes of data. So I've got like my entire song collection on there, which is really cool. I've got films on there, and I can plug it into the TV if I'm in a hotel and want to watch something. If I've not got, you know, I use Netflix on the phone if that's what I want to do. So the iPod gets plugged into the iPod jack, effectively, in the car, and then I can listen to, this is what I listen to when I'm driving, I listen to something like podcasts. Podcasts work really well, and if you've not downloaded my podcast, then you should do, and I've actually got, I'm using the wrong mouse, I've actually got two mice on my desk. Here's the link for the podcast, by the way, I'm just checking I've spelt it right, I have. If you've not downloaded my podcast, then take a listen. You're going to get some of the Facebook lives and you're going to get some of the other stuff. We've just sent out podcast 99 this morning. 99 podcasts since June of last year is phenomenal. And I'm really happy. And I'm like, what are we going to do for podcast 100? It's like, do we get all serious? And do you know what I mean? All a bit teary-eyed. What do we do about that? Do we get really excited? Or I don't know what we're going to do. We'll just make it up on the fly. And we'll see where it takes us. But I think a review maybe, or maybe some motivational words and that sort of thing. But when I'm travelling, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Now, podcasts are great. The problem with podcasting, especially when you're driving, so I've just been listening to, I'll come on to that in a second. I've been listening to Grant Cardone, and I bought his books, and it was If You're Not First, You're Last, and I forgot the name of the book, The 10X Rule, obviously, which is what I'm just listening to right now. Now, the problem with listening to this stuff, it's really good, and again, it must be my travel bag, but it's really cool. The problem is you come up with loads of ideas, and so you're driving along, and you've got, oh, that's such a good idea, I'm going to implement that, and then 3 minutes later, you've forgotten it. So you go, oh, I'll remember it, and when I pull over at the service station, I'll write it down, forget that. You've just had another 17 ideas until you get to the service station. What are you going to do then? So what do you do? Well, I've got a dictaphone. And so I've got the iPod and the dictaphone next to each other. And so I stop the iPod, pick up the dictaphone, and I speak into the dictaphone, whatever it is, whatever the idea is. So now on this dictaphone, I've got like 20 or 30 ideas that need to go over, and they're going to get typed up implemented effectively. So that's a great way of, you know, if you're spending that time, rather than listening to Boney M and Daddy Cool, which is what I listened to last night, because I've just picked up my new car. And actually, I don't think I can show the new car on here. Maybe I can. No, I don't think I can. But anyway, I've just picked up a new car, and I believe in when you're buying a new car, you've got to find a really crap song to play. So the last time I did this was I bought a bright yellow, as you do, Porsche 911 convertible. Beautiful, beautiful car. Spent too much money on it, but beautiful car. And the song I got for that was the fast food song. Now, if you don't know what a fast food song is, then do a search on YouTube for the fast food song after this, you know. It's very embarrassing. It's very bad. But we had the hood down. We cranked it up. It was very embarrassing driving back, having purchased that new car. So in this new car, we bought Daddy. We played Daddy Cool by Boney M, which sounds really good when you crank it up, or maybe not. But it was cool, right? And you got to play a crap song because you got to tell the car that it's your bitch, right? That's what you got to do. The car is mine, and the car has to understand what an idiot has bought it, and so that's why we do that. So. While we're driving to Alicante or wherever it is that you're going, you've got to start making use of this time. Like, yeah, you could listen to that song that you've listened to 100 times on Galaxy FM, right? Who's got like a playlist of 10 songs, and every hour they play the same 10 songs. Have you noticed this? Or is it just me? And it's like, oh my God, if I hear that song one more time. And so the other part of this, by the way, is not just that these podcasts should be educational, or these audiobooks, or whatever it is that you're listening to, but also it's that, you know, in computers we've got a saying, and it says garbage in, garbage out. And so we're talking about computers. The biggest computer I know is your brain, right? So if you think about the garbage that goes in one ear and comes out the other, garbage in, garbage out. So whatever comes in your ears is likely to come out of your mouth, right? So I want to control that process. I don't want crap coming in. I try and stay away from politics. I actually don't comment on Facebook anymore. I very rarely do I offer an opinion in response to somebody else's opinion, because that's just an argument, and that's just time being taken away over a useless opinion that's not going to change the other person's opinion whatsoever. But I've just completely stopped doing that. The only time I go on Facebook is to send one-way traffic. Very rare, unless, by the way, you're going to comment on my stuff, in which case I might respond, depends what it is. If it's aggressive, I won't respond. If it's nice, I will, you know. If it's a question, I will respond, obviously. So garbage in, garbage out. Comes in your ears, comes out the mouth. So you've got to watch what you're controlling. It's like if you're eating donuts, you're going to get fat, right? It's just a fact of life. And I'm sorry if you love donuts. I love donuts too. But if you eat too many donuts, you're going to get fat. It's a simple, fact of life. Garbage in, garbage out. That's what you're going to get. And it's the same with what you're listening to and what you're watching. So if you're busy watching the news, what's coming in right now? It's coming in your eyes and it's coming in your ears and it's coming out your mouth as crappy opinions. Not only that, but you're processing this information through filters. And not only that, but you know when you watch or read the news, it's not even the news. It's a person. I feel like drawing a stick man. Let me draw a stick man here. So it's this person. This person's opinion. Okay, that's it. This is the news here, and it all comes into all of these are different parts of news. It all comes into this person, and then this person decides, no, we're not going to have that, we're not going to have that, we're not going to have that, and he sends it out, and we call that the news on the BBC. That is what happens. It's not the news that you're watching. It's not this, let's get a red pen, it's not this at all. It's this guy or girl, it's their opinion. This guy's Rupert Murdoch, by the way, in case you didn't know. Doesn't look like him. Does that make sense? It's not even the news anymore. Where's my board rubber? It's not the news. It's this person's opinion. So you've got to stop watching that stuff, because that stuff isn't helping you. The time that you should be in your car should be used for listening to a podcast and audiobook, stuff that's going to improve your business. Let's say you've not got a dictaphone, and they're quite cheap, like 20 quid, right? You should have a dictaphone. But let's say you've not got one, and it's like, well, the problem with listening to an audiobook, Dan, is I've not got a dictaphone, and I listen to it, and I get great ideas, and then I forget them. That's fine. Listen to them and forget them. At least you've had them. At some point later on, you're going to remember them and implement them. At some point later on, you might be in the bath or taking the kids swimming or stuck in a traffic jam or whatever, right? You're going to have those thoughts later on. And it's helping you build up your knowledge that you can use to move your business forward. By the way, if you've got any comments or anything you want to say, just drop them in the box below. Come and click like, that'd be nice. And share it as well, that'd be nice as well, because I'm sure you've got friends that would be interested in this stuff. So let's just see if there's any comments. No comments yet. Come on, guys. So you've got to be making sure that you're using dead time. That's what I call it. It's dead time, because what else are you going to do? So I'm in the car. I'm driving to Alicante. I've got 2.5 hours. Now, my goal is 2 books a month. That's my goal. I've already done 2 books in January. Both of them were Grant Cardone's. I can't remember which ones they were. One of them was If You're Not First, You're Last. And I can't remember what the others are. But I've got books lined up, and my goal is to read 2 books a month. Now, when I say read, you don't have to physically have a book, do you? It can be on a Kindle, it can be an audio book. So if I'm doing 2.5 hours each way, that's 5 hours a trip, so that's 10 hours every month. An audio book is about 7 hours. Well, 5 to 7 hours, just depending, right? So I have a good opportunity to get through 2 books a month. And so that's an awesome use of my time. So then I get to Alicante, we hand it over to the VIP parking guys, we just hand the keys and walk in, we go through security, we've got an hour to just hang out. What are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're not doing right now, and we should be doing Snapchat, Facebook Live, we should be recording videos, we should be doing that kind of thing so that people can see you recording the process of what you're doing. People are still interested in that stuff. You know, if I was to record my day, I better choose a busy day rather than, you know, seeing me playing on the Xbox all day is probably not really going to help your business. But if you saw what I did on a daily basis, you would get a lot of benefit from that. So like this morning already, we've sent out Podcast 99. That's already gone out. I've created about 5 or 6 tasks for my guy, Paul. And Paul, you should be watching. And if not, why not? For him to do. They're on Teamwork, which is the app that we use to. So when I think, oh, this would be a good idea, who can I get to do it? Not me. Paul. Paul can do it. Brilliant. Paul, can you do this? And so we've established that. We're on a Facebook Live, and so that provides us content both for the podcast. And hi, if you listen to the podcast, by the way. And it creates content to go onto our website and content to go onto YouTube and that sort of thing as well. And then we're going to take the dog to the beach, and we're going to play on the beach with the Frisbee. How awesome is that, by the way, on a Thursday morning? Really impressed with that myself. But that's how we designed it. You know, that's how we designed life, basically. That's how we wanted to design life. And then we're going to jump in the car. Just before we jump in the car, just tie up a few loose ends, a little bit of admin. And then we've got the laptop. We've got the phone, we've got everything that we need to create content on the go, if that's what we're going to do, and we're off to Alicante. And then once we get to Alicante, we might either sit and read, or we'll do a little bit of work on the laptop. Now, just something I want to point out here is, it's not just work, work, work. Because I know Gary Vaynerchuk says work, 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 and I know Grant Cardone says work, 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 and that might be fine for some people, but you've also got to have some downtime. Okay, so I have got Netflix on my mobile phone, and I do download stuff to watch, often on the plane. Because there's three aspects to my travelling. There's travelling to Alicante, I've got to make use of that. I can't sleep because I'm driving, right? You don't want to be sleeping at that point, that's for sure. You're at Alicante. What else is there to do other than eat expensive food or look in expensive shops? Don't really want to do that. So I might sit and read, generally. And then on the plane, and I can't help this on the plane, but on the plane, you can either watch like Netflix, something like that, but I actually fall asleep because I can't help falling asleep on a plane these days. Bear in mind, I get on a plane 4 times a month, whether I like it or not. And in January, I got on a plane 7 times in total. I flew 3 times in a week, which is just beyond ridiculous, right? So I get on a plane and I fall asleep. And the reason why you fall asleep is because the quality of the air is about the same level as being at 8,000 feet, I think it is, or maybe 5,000 feet. And also the reason for that is that the airline saves money on fuel. So they don't pump as much air into the cabin. So you've got lower quality oxygen. It's not as much oxygen. So you can't help but feel sleepy. So if you're wondering about jet lag, that's actually one of the reasons, is because you've just been on the plane where the oxygen's lower and you can't help but fall asleep. So can't help it. But right there, travelling to Alicante and actually sitting in the airport and wherever it happens to be, wherever you happen, you know, to be waiting for. If you're sat in a traffic jam, you can be listening to something. If you're sat in a doctor's waiting room, you can be reading something. I've always got stuff. I've got PDFs on my phone that if I think, oh, right, I've got a spare few minutes, let me read that. And I save stuff onto my phone all the time. So that I've always got something if I want it, or I've got my Kindle with me, I've got some way that I can be improving myself. Because success comes from never-ending continuous improvement. In fact, the Japanese got a word for that. It's called Kaizen. Which means continuous improvement. Kai meaning like loop or continuous, like a circle, basically. And Zen, well, everybody knows about Zen, right? So that's where the phrase comes from, Kaizen. It's like continuous improvement. That's what I'm continually doing. And so you can be doing that as well, but you've got to be taking advantage. When you're watching TV, you're like killing books. You do know that, don't you? Books are being burnt while you're watching TV. And not watching this stuff, listening to this stuff. And that's exactly what you should be doing. I'm not saying that you don't get downtime, because you should be getting downtime as well. Have you guys got any questions about this? I'm talking at 100 miles an hour here, because I feel rushed today, just because I've got a mega busy day with travelling. So I land in Leeds later on tonight, and then after that, because I've got not much to do tonight, so normally I go out for a few pints on a Thursday, with a friend, we talk business or rubbish, quite frankly, for a little bit. But tonight he's not available, so we're going to meet up for breakfast. And tonight I'm actually going to go to a networking event. And if you saw yesterday's Facebook Live, you'll know how much I hate networking events. But I'm just going up to go and watch the speakers, to go see what they're like and see what they do and see if I can learn something off that. It's better than being sat in the house on my own. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'll be doing tonight. But like, through the entire day, like days like this, I feel like Gary Vaynerchuk. You know Gary Vaynerchuk, if you ever watch his videos, he's always got his beanie hat on and he's always traveling very quickly from one location to another. I don't even think he's going anywhere. I just think he does it for his videos. He's just walking around the block to look, oh, busy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on the phone, yeah. And he's fist bumping people who don't even know who he is sometimes. I know Gary Vaynerchuk's fairly famous, but I'm sure there must be people who haven't got a clue who he is in New York. But he's walking around fist bumping people. People just fist bump back, don't they, these days? So maybe if I do the same, I need to do some filming of me in the car sort of thing, travelling to Alicante, I'm busy, 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 meetings. And actually, I'm just going back to see the kids. But I've got a networking event tonight, so I'm quite looking forward to that. So any questions about what to do during your downtime? Any questions about that? Let me just change images here. This is really cool, by the way. So welcome to Facebook Live. Please say hello, and really appreciate you being on and watching. I love the fact that you're here. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And some of the messages that are coming through on private chat, thank you for those as well. I really appreciate those. You can catch these as a replay on the podcast. And if you want the podcast, then here's the podcast right here. So if you go onto my website, you can see the link just there. Let me just refresh this page and just see if there's anything else that people want to chat about. If you've got any questions about like time management, goal setting, that kind of thing, more than happy to answer those. If you've got any questions about marketing, more than happy to answer those. If you've got any questions about property investing, more than happy to answer those. And if not, we'll call it. I've got a mega busy day today. I'm here to serve you guys. I do appreciate your messages coming through, by the way. Thanks for that. But don't be afraid to put them in the main bit. It's really funny. People do have a message than write on the comment bit. It's a little bit shy, I think. Let me just rerun it again. And if not, I think that'll do us. And if you listen to the podcast, thank you so much for staying with us. Podcast 99. We'll hit podcast 100. I might have a little party on the podcast 100. Maybe that's what we do. And I think that'll do us for today. Thank you so much for checking in. No podcasts, no Facebook Lives until probably Tuesday now. I tend not to do them while I'm in England because my broadband is like 2.5 meg. It just doesn't work. But we might go live while we're out and about with the kids. Who knows? Other than that, thank you so much. Great to have you on board. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.